Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a certified executive and sales coach. She is a certified master of the Leadership Challenge. She's an instructor at all over the place. Many people are listening to her instructions on how to put your best foot forward. She's the author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected. She's the co-author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. And she's our good friend, Deb Calvert. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a lot of fun to be here with you.
It's good to have you back on the show. You want to talk about engagement today, and this is a concept, this is a topic over the years that we've talked quite a bit about, and it's been a few months since we talked about engagement, especially employee engagement, and I'm glad you wanted to bring it up, but I want you to remind us of not only what engagement is, but what you think employee engagement is. How do you define it? What does it look like? What does it sound like? How do we do it? How do we make it happen?
Well, I go with the official definition that comes from the CEB, and they say that employee engagement is the emotional connection that an employee feels toward their organization that causes them to apply additional discretionary effort. And the reason I like that one is that it's got two important points. The first is that it's an emotional connection, not just a rational one. And the second is that that's what drives that additional discretionary effort. Because, you know, every employee always has a choice. They could work hard today. They could work not as hard tomorrow. But they get to choose. And we want them to choose that additional effort. But it's got to be that they feel it, that it's the emotional piece.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's the connection, right? I mean, this is one of those, I like to call these intangibles. And one of the things that we learned from sports and sports analogies from coaches is that intangibles oftentimes, you know, the tangibles, the blocking and tackling, so to speak, of our business, the fundamentals are the foundation of what you do, but the intangibles are what fills in the gaps, fill in the little marginal gaps here and there, and oftentimes that's what wins the game. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely true. You can look at even, of course, the sports team. You know, what is it that causes some of them with great talent to underperform what their talent says that they should?
Right.
And what causes the underdog team sometimes to be able to rise and to do as well as they do? Ultimately, it's these intangibles, which are rolled up into engagement. It's a sense of belonging and a lot of other things that are feeling. They're emotional.
There's a great old saying in sports that on any given day, any team can beat any other team. And I think at the heart of that is intangibles. And I do believe that engagement is a powerful intangible that companies can acquire, that a company that doesn't have as much capital, doesn't have as much, you know, maybe as broad of a brand or whatever, when given the opportunity to put their best foot forward, I do think that the way the company performs, the individuals perform, and the way they act about how they feel about their job, I do think that makes a difference.
I couldn't agree more. And it's not just a little difference. It is a big difference. We know that engagement in the workplace is tied to a whole bunch of benefits. Over and over again, reams of research prove it. So it's certainly worth talking about and thinking about and trying to find ways to build in any business.
When I think of employee engagement, when I think of engagement inside of a company, it reminds me of patriotism. You know what I mean? If you're an American, you probably hold our Constitution dear. I know I do. Having spent a lot of years in the military over the years, I feel a strong sense of nationalism, of patriotism. I love America, that kind of thing. And I think engagement is akin to that in how we feel about the company we work for. What do you think?
I think that's an interesting theory. I never thought about it before, but you probably know this about me. Both my parents were Marine Corps drill sergeants,
yep.
And so
yeah.
I was brought up in a military family.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about that that feeling. It was instilled in me because of the environments that I was in and the people I was mm-hmm. around. And certainly it comes out like a mama bear sometimes. That, you know, I can have a roaring sense of
yeah.
patriotism.
But if you don't, if your people don't have it, as we go to the break here, Deb, if your people don't have it, it's glaring. It can be glaring, and that's when they leave you. And we're going to talk about how to not only achieve engagement, but what are the benefits? Deb's going to make the business case for engagement after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.